I think he's reached the point of being comfortable. You know, I think he has a complete understanding what we're trying to do on offense. He has a complete understanding what his role is as far as, you know, his individual responsibility as far as footwork, reads, and things like that. I think you see a young man that has a comfort level. The next step he needs to make is he needs to just play with a little more urgency. And I think you're seeing signs of that every day. I mean, he made three throws last night that are as good as you'll see. And he just needs to continue to do that on a daily basis. But once again, what happens a lot of times in quarterback play, let's not all get enamored with the two or three throws. I mean, he's got to also make the easy throws, which are the checkdowns and playing smart. So I think he can just keep continuing to improve in his decision making and play with a little more urgency. But, you know, I think you're seeing a young man that's kind of reached the comfort level.
Talk a little bit about Brett Favre and his calf and how he looked out there today. Are you concerned at all about the injury?
He looked fine. You know, if we were concerned, we would have sat him. But you know, he's got. I mean, he's fine. I mean, it's not serious.
Mike, you worked defensively. You worked on, and you guys worked against kind of that barrel look that the inside three covered today. What kind of challenges does that present to an offense?
Well, it's you know, in your run blocking units and your pass protection units. We want to be 2-on-1, 3-on-2, 4-on-3 every chance we get. So when a defense lines up in that alignment, they force us to a man situation on our core. We refer to the core being the two guards and center. So you have to make an adjustment, either give those guys help with the back or help them with the tackles. So it's a scheme that everybody in the league kind of dabbles with or as a primary or secondary concept. And you know, our defense plays a little bit of it, so we usually take a day because there are some rules and adjustments on both sides of the ball that apply to that scheme. So that's great work. You can't have enough of that.
Mike, do you think in past years a tight end position has been used enough here, and do you plan to use it anymore in the offensive?
Years past are irrelevant to me. I think we got an excellent tight end group, and we're definitely going to use them. I think it's evident the way we're practicing. I think it's evident the concepts we're using. I thought Bubba Franks had an excellent practice last night. And, you know, David and Donald and our two young guys, I'm very happy with them. It's a group that has as much depth that I've ever been around in my whole career in the NFL.
Receptions are up in the last couple of practices now.
Perceptions?
Receptions, yeah, catches.
Kidding.
You know,
all right.
How much of that is throws, you know, placement, or just better effort on your receivers?
I think the passing game is always is a group effort. You know, we talk about timing, separation, proper spacing. Obviously, your protection is a big key in that. You can run the best routes all day, but if your protection isn't sound, particularly in the team drills, you know, it looks like your whole passing game has gone down the drain. So I just think it's, you know, we're growing. We are in the installation phase, but still, you know, our execution is a daily challenge because we're installing and going out and playing, and then we're cleaning up after two or three practices. So, you know, I just think we're improving as we go through camp, which I think is kind of a normal process.
What's
Chad Clifton? Day to day. So we just, you know, being smart with him, and we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Any concerns at all that he's not going to get 100% in time?
Concerns, worry. I mean, it's part of the game. Injuries are an unfortunate part of our game. And once again, it's just opportunities for our young guys to play. So.
Mike, how about the number of carries Gatto and Heron are getting? I mean, they're getting an awful lot of reps.
Yeah, I think it's great for those guys, and I think they've taken full advantage of it. You know, Sam is really a productive player in more of the pattern and power schemes, and I think that's evident. You know, he's a stronger type guy, and I think I'm very pleased with Noah. I think he's a guy that's really taken full advantage from March 20th all the way on. You know, in the weight room, the OTAs. I mean, he's one of our brighter guys, and really has a chance to be in every down back. He's having an excellent training camp. I don't think you ever get enough reps. I don't think you'd ever have. You can't have too many reps in training camp. So,
Mike, with your scrimmage on Saturday, do you look at it as anything more than another practice, or is it a little something more than that?
Oh, it's more than that because it's our first opportunity of live action. You know, the lights will be on. You know, stadium will be full. It's another step of towards a pure game day environment. So, yeah, it's definitely will count a lot more in the evaluations.
Will there be tackling?
Yes. It's live.
Mike, it looked like Cundiff and Rainer didn't miss a kick today. Can you talk about how the kicking game's going along?
Mike Stock and Sean Slocum are very, very pleased with the whole group. And once again, we'll probably take the whole training camp and evaluate that. And obviously, the games will play a big part in that, but we're very pleased where we're at right now.
Can you talk about Billy kind of just a little bit, how he's doing?
I think Billy's a true pro. He's done a great job in our off-season program. He's really handled everything we've thrown at him, and I think he's been very consistent.
Anticipate Davenport back in practice tomorrow?
Yeah, he's day-to-day too, so hopefully. We got two tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. It'd be tonight practice if he does.
Thank you.